Landing dinner. Hello. Is there a commission meeting tonight?
little mean.
Okay, but that's all I have.
All right, thank you, Ms. Kay. Mr. Steve's not here.
Hey,
Ms. Kay, what about what we talked about before the meeting?
Okay.
Do you need to address that?
What we were talking about is the ordinance for the Airbnbs that we see you all passed a year ago. Every time we've gotten things going with it, hurricanes come up, something's come up, you know, we don't want to send out notices. We have some that have signed up, and we were talking about if someone signed up, and this is, you know, really more Shelley's area, but if someone did just make a $200 payment, say 2 months ago for their license for their Airbnb, and it's been destroyed, is there a way that they ask for a refund, or do we go that route, or do we say everything will be that you have a year free without having to pay, or different things like this?
So, I think we need to do the year.
Okay.
I agree with David. Yeah.
And this is something else I'm hoping with is getting these Airbnbs and Verbo's information that says in the future we can also.
I'm going to keep up with that. To me, I'm thinking it's better just to refund their money, and then if some of them won't build back, but if they do, then they can pay at that time. I mean, that's going to be a lot to keep up with to me, I think.
I mean, they're not good.
Most of them
I
think you don't go case by case because, honestly, you got to be real careful on that because some people just paid a lot of property tax.
Yeah.
And you know, if you do that, you're going to open the door there, too, because our tax roll is certified right now. And we went through this last time when 13 months ago. It was about in the same boat 13 months ago. So be careful.
Well, me personally, any business that's trying to reestablish, I think we ought to waive all fees until they get back on their feet, permits or whatever. If they go, we got a business, we're going to try to put a business act and employ people in the county, help them whatever we can to get them back on their feet.
Is that it, Ms. Kay? Thank you.
Can I ask if I can go ahead and go? Give y'all my presentation. We have a pretty good size qualifier, I think.
Yes, come on, come on, come on.
Sure.
I got a couple dozers in that area close. You need them?
We need it where it's at, so we haven't got an update yet.
That is it. How far is the mile?
We're good for now.
That's the only one I got left. I can't.
Go ahead, Mr. Darren.
Yeah. A few things, y'all. A lot of this is just updates, some of it you'd be happy to hear. One, you know that during Debbie we had an ambulance wreck that was covered under insurance. The insurance adjuster originally refused to repair the box. It was not the chassis that was damaged, it was just the box. We thought that was going to be a good thing until he only gave us enough money to repair the box and not strip all the equipment out. And then we wound up with another $40,000 to $50,000 to pay the company to move the equipment over because they didn't include it. So we went back to them and asked if we could repair it, and they eventually gave it to us in writing that we could. So we're going to be able to repair that. We're going to have a considerable amount of money left over in the check that they give us, and they told us to use it as we needed. With the new trucks we have that y'all approved a year and a half ago, that we still haven't gotten because of the company's delays, we should be getting them in a few months. We were still going to be one truck short to have a backup for every station and every crew. We have found a truck today in Texas that we think we can buy with this leftover funds and possibly steal some equipment with it. So we'll move on right if the board is okay with that. We do have some issues and questions we want to look at before we make that decision. But we've already scheduled the repairs on the other truck, so that stuff is moving. If the board doesn't have any problems with that, we're going to move forward and look at that truck and see if it's going to get
forward.
Station 6, the one in Horseshoe Beach, we have negotiated with the landowner. Ms. Chana is working now on a contract with them. They have asked that we, of course, provide the survey. It just came in a few minutes ago while we were in the meeting. Mr. Bailey and them have finished the survey. They have also asked that we put a road in next to the property so they can have access to their back road, which we thought was reasonable. We have the funding there to do that. The back road, the county crews can't get through it. So Ms. Chana is working on writing the contract for that. That program is moving, thankfully. We do have a limited amount of time, more so than the others, so that's coming along now. And we have initial plans laying on the desk. We've already reviewed, so I think that's going to move fairly quickly. We also, tomorrow, Chief Garner and I are meeting with the landowner on the north end of Station 3. Mr. Bailey feels that we will have sufficient funds to replace that station as well, instead of trying to repair it and halfway do it. We'll have to have another parcel of land. The parcel that it's on is not big enough. The landowner had stated that they are probably responsible settlement. The Pat family they had to talk to. They've given us some ideas on prices, so we'll be talking to them tomorrow and go from there. I don't want to throw the names out there yet because they're in direct settlement. We get it first. So that is moving. It'll be the same designs, so we already have blueprints for that. Our EOC, they started during one of the storms. I don't know which one anymore. They've got the footers dug. They've got the fill in. They have the foundations for the columns in, for most of the columns. They have the plumbing roughed in. I don't know if it passed inspection today. They are working on electrical rough in as well. And the plan was to have the floor poured before the end of the month. So that's moving along rapidly. Station 4 has all the doors and windows in it up, closed in down in off of Chaffetz. Looks nice. I like the colors the girls picked, the guys. That's coming along. They're getting ready to put in stud walls. We're picking the floor colors, cabinet colors, wall colors, things of that sort now. So that station's moving along. The fire pump is in. The tank is going to be installed in a week or two for the water storage. So that process is moving. So the stations are moving along well. We did receive, we requested for the second half of the advancement on that station. The state gave us a 50% advancement when we started building. And we have spent most of that, and we requested the second half, and we got that a couple of weeks ago. We also requested the initial 50% on the EOC, and they have given us that, so we have an extra $3.5 million sitting there that we can actually start paying these folks and not have to have a reimbursement system through the state. Ms. Jackie and Ms. Brenda's very happy with that. So that is moving along. I don't know if I told y'all during the workshops and stuff during the hurricane, but we did receive. We all know we've got four hurricanes. We've got overtime, as they said. We've got money to spend. The county doesn't budget for four or five hurricanes a year. So our financial situation is not as good as we would like it. We have talked to senators, representatives. The sheriff has talked to senators, representatives. I know that all of you have talked to senators and representatives, federal and state levels. Chief Garner received an email the other day stating that the governor was going to go ahead and front us our small projects for Adelia, or at least most of them. That was $1.1 roughly million dollars. We have gotten the contracts back on that. That's signed and submitted, correct, Chief? So we're waiting on a date for the checks. We keep telling y'all that we've got projects submitted, and they're going to pay us, and I've kind of got sideways today with our FEMA reps. But after we got done with that meeting at 1 o'clock, about 2:30 this afternoon, Chief Garner walked in and found a stack of checks on his desk. So I'm happy to tell you that we have received the funding for the Horseshoe Beach Park repairs for the pavilions and the restrooms, however the board chooses to do that, with the exception of our 25%, or our 12.5%, I mean. The state has said earlier during that storm that they would match that. It appears there are other checks, but we did not have time to research all of them. It appears that most of the other checks are the matches for the checks we've already received for the picnic table, or the picnic tables and grills, our sign at the office, the fence, and there's one or two more small projects, but we're not sure, so I don't want to lead you wrong there. But we think that's what that's going to be, and if that is, then we'll receive the rest as well. So what I'm telling you is you have the money to start on Horseshoe Beach Park between your insurance money and the FEMA money that we've received today, and I'm glad to see some of them projects through. So that's coming along, and we'll let you know as soon as we can what the remainder of the checks are. They're a smaller amount, it's about $8,000 or $10,000. So the one we received today between the state's 12.5 and the FEMA's 75% is around 97.5, and then we'll still have around 13 or 14, that's the 25%, or 12.5 that we would normally pay, but that's what the state is supposed to match, so I'm sure that check will come in time. So we'll have that as well. So that money is there. So we come to the bank in the morning, we've got to code it out and get it financed, but right now we're secure at the office. So just want to tell you all that. I know you'll be happy to hear that. Other item that I have is, y'all know that we currently have the only fire inspector in the part of the state of Florida. Mr. Golden does all of our fire inspections locally here at Horseshoe Beach. He also does Levy County, Gilchrist County, Cedar Key, the city of Fannin Springs. We compensated $100 an hour for his services. When he travels, his travel time is paid, his plans review time is paid, anything that goes in there is $100 an hour. He's received a request today from Otter Springs asking him to take care of that for them as well. He has stated that he can do that, and I'm good with that. The board doesn't have any problems. We'll provide the contracts and moving forward as we have in the past. So that is a revenue source for us, and it helps keep that position on.
Yes.
I think I've covered everything, gentlemen, that's on my project. I know you all have questions. The debris pickup is moving on the DOT side. I know I've seen trucks in Horseshoe. They've been in town. I've seen them. They actually got my place the other day.
They in the hammock?
Yes, mm-hmm. They're pretty much everywhere. We've gotten the reports, but I haven't had time to look at them, but I'm sure that status is moving well. The state has a contract company for the waterborne debris, Ashbrit Construction, I guess they are. That is who the state has provided to pick up all waterborne debris. So we have contracted with the DOT on the state side. Of course, the state will be picking up the task of land debris, and Ashbrit will be doing the waterborne debris and compensated through the state, so it's no cost to the county. That should take care of all of our debris. It'll run the same as Adelia did, and they'll do a couple of passes, and you know they'll make sure we get it. If you have addresses that are missed or think they are missed, I know Miss Brenda sent me one this morning. It was her place. She talked to them a few days ago when they were picking up mine and told them, and they didn't get it, and they were back in there last night. I don't know if they got it, but we submitted that to them. The request, they check it. We just make a phone call, and they get the address. So that's moving well in that respect.
On the debris, I got a question there that was asked me, and I didn't know how to answer it. You got people in the county that's got trucks and equipment that could be picking up debris that's lost everything that could be getting some money back in to help rebuild. But it seems like everybody that's working is from out of state, from other areas. How do they get eligible to hire? Well, I mean,
they would need to contact the Department of Transportation,
DOT,
and let them know that they're available. And then, you know, I don't know how they go about their advertisements and stuff, but they advertise for those companies. Now, they've already advertised for these storms. I don't know if they'll go back and pick up others. That's the Department of Transportation situation. But they would need to contact them. And if there is ability to do that, I'm sure they would be more than happy to have more help. But that's outside of our world, honestly, because we don't, as the county, don't want to try to compensate them individually, because then you become liable. And if they're hauling to our waste centers, you become liable for that as well.
Well, I told them when the DOT told us they were picking up the bill, we just backed up with them.
Yes. I know the public wants some revenue, and I do understand that.
But I mean, I understand their question, you know.
It might not all be about revenue. I should back up and say that. But we are in a safe situation with DOT today, because the state is picking up all that tab. And
we ain't having to come up with it. We've got a question right on that.
Do you know what's going behind them, the supervisor, or seeing what they're doing? Because they're making a mess of 597th Street.
Yes, ma'am. DOT has inspectors that come in behind them and check that. If you have an issue, or the fire office will let them know. But they do have inspectors that follow and check on the DOT side, not the contract side. They follow up on them and make sure they're doing what they have to do. And, you know, they're not going to come in and rake your yards, of course. I've got a bunch laying in mine, but all the limbs and debris that get there, as long as it's sorted properly, of course.
Well, it just hit miss on 597th right now, 1 mile here.
Some of that has to do with truck capacity. Mm-hmm. If like mine, my pile was probably more than one truck full. So if they can get there and pick up one pile and fill their truck and go, it may be a little bit before they come back and get the small piles. You know, it just depends on how they get that set up. So they could have that in the plan. If they don't get picked up, no fire officer will definitely follow up.
They've just got started.
Yeah, they've only been doing this for about 3 days.
Yeah, they just got started.
I've lost track of what month it is. So,
Sunday,
maybe.
Friday or Saturday. Anything else from us?
Thank you. And I want to thank you and Mr. Scott for working with the school system too, with their little situation with their.
We're not done with that.
Yeah, I know it. I just wanted to thank y'all, though.
Back on the wildfire, where is it? I mean,
in
Gina.
Eugene Ferguson said he'll hang up if y'all do have any more questions.
Okay.
I do got a transport and a dozer. I can contact him because it's needed.
Yes, we'll see what we've got. Three things out there yet. And I will. I told you I wouldn't be at this meeting or the one previous. Both of my stuff got canceled, of course. The next meeting, I do have a dentist appointment. I will not be here.
You had my attention because there was a fire truck turned on ZP Ranch Road on 353 when I was coming to the meeting.
So they've been busy. My guys and gals have been very busy. So
okay.
If the board doesn't have anything else, I'm going to go see if I can find out about this.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be safe.
If I can help, contact me.
All right. Chief, let me know if you need something.
Yes, sir.
All right, your turn.
Steve had a, I hate to say unplanned, but it don't sound right, does it? Unplanned? What's the other word?
Unexpected?
Unexpected, yeah. Death in his family, so he's out for a few days, but he also did submit his resume till the end of next month, 28th, 9th, 30th, summer's right through there, so... So he's going to be leaving us, and they'll be advertising that job, I'm sure. They'll have a meeting Monday night on that. So that's Swanee Water and Sewer. Is a lot of folks has got water again, and some of the grinder pumps come back up online, so that's coming along decent. They still got a little ways to go on the grinder pump side, sewer side, but overall, Swanee Water and Sewer is in pretty decent shape for servicing its citizens.
That
That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Bailey? No, Mr. Bailey. Okay. Mr. John? You got
him?
No, thank you, Mr. John. Ms. Cindy?
Just want to thank y'all again for your support. You have no idea how much it means to me. I keep telling you this, but I don't think y'all quite understand how much the support of this board means to our library system. When I was to serve the people in ways that I could sit and hear and tell you all day long, but you don't comprehend it until you have to experience it.
Yeah.
And saying that, we are, or Jay and I were talking today about, you know, the festival in March. All goes well. We're still planning to have the festival down there in Shawnee. Even right now, but we should not. And we are getting ready for inventory next year. I ran a report today. We have over 38,000 items in our library. That doesn't include what's in Gina, what may or may not be left there in Florida. And there's a tremendous amount of things that are destroyed there. We have a plan for that too. So, Jane came up and worked with us today, and she will be back working in Palm City with us for a while. She is good help. She really is. And so I really understand why everybody in Swanee loves her.
We're blessed to have her.
Yeah, we are.
And we're blessed to have you, Miss Cindy.
Thank
you. I appreciate that. Well,
I have absolutely the best staff. I don't know what to do. And we have a new staff member. That boy is wrong. Boy, a hamster with kids coming in joy.
Good deal.
I have not dealt with hamsters in my life. But Savannah Dowell has, and she has decided that she should take him home with her on the weekend, so he's well cared for, and he came to us from Taylor County Library. There's a little ball he can get out and run around in, and the kids loved him, and some of the dogs on the scene. Well, we've got a lot of trouble, you know, which is so you keep careful when you wake him up. But he has provided entertainment for the kids and some of the adults, and it is strangely
I'm getting me a hamster. That's it.
You
Any stress relief, I'm getting me a hamster.
He's going to have the stress ball. Yeah,
Well, hell, I can't get out of here with my phone call.
They called me today.
Well, he knew where it was at.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay.
Matt.
Where's that fire?
Behind you.
Okay. The houses back there.
I don't know exactly location, but that's all it is.
Behind Kansas.
All right, churches and right, David, Mr. Howard, Folsom, and all them live there.
And the church there, and on the other side there's
Markham's.
Several few houses.
But dumps on one side of Casey's Cove. The sand pit.
Well, the Tommy's Road, you got a while right there, two roads. There's houses on this side.
Mm-hmm.
There's other folks. There's a house right behind Casey's Cove, and there's a church.
And I'm a game.
Grandma's old house.
Miss Cindy, is that it?
Okay. Sorry, Miss Cindy.
Thank you. Mr. Freeman?
Oh,
nothing. Hutch is not here. Mr. Tim?
Get you a walker. You've been working.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. I want these numbers, I'll get them for you.
Clear them up.
What we got in your budget? Really, I ain't even looked at it. I ain't had time. Y'all working me to death. You won't work. Who keeps you a rope hooked to my belt loop? Hang on.
We've tried. I ain't scared of it.
Jamie Chaffetz said that y'all was having trouble with the trucks up there on the hill. I went up there last night and looked at that meeting, and I didn't see no inconveniences what I looked at. But, I mean,
I don't know what they could do. I mean, it gets wet up there and it gets nasty. I mean, I just, you know, when I drove the truck, I dealt with it. I mean, it's just part of the job. I mean, you can't. If they was to go up there and put a bunch of money in to build a road in there to it, by the time you got that road built, then they'd have to move.
Well, I mean, right now they got the road is built going to it. They got where they pull up and they just pack it in a slot. But he's saying every time he goes, he's tearing airlines off, getting stuck. I looked for a big mess, and I'm just letting you know I didn't find one. And I got some video.
Airlines don't end up about that. You know, but that's part of it. I mean, that's, it does get bad up there. But, I mean, you just have to deal with it. It's part of it. And then them guys up there, they'll ask you anyway. You foster any help, they'll help you.
But I did check on the problem.
That's all I got. I just need some equipment and some cans.
What do you need?
Well, I got a 24-year-old roll-off truck. We just spent $10,000 to put a transmission in it 2 months ago. Now it's over in shop, but there ain't going in it. That's probably going to be another $5,000. I mean, the Packer truck, that one Packer truck, first of the year, or after the first of the year, it went down. We took it the next time. The bill on it was $14,000. Then turned around. It wasn't 2 months later. It went down again. And you, most of the time when it goes down, a death system, you have to have it towed. So you can figure a $3,000 bill on top of that.
What year is that?
It's 2011. That's all I have. I need some equipment.
I mean, that garbage truck, get some numbers.
I'll get some numbers up.
I say like Mark always says, we'll find the money somewhere.
We found it in 2011, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought.
Get some numbers and then we'll see what we can do.
That's all I have. Y'all got anything for me?
Thank you, Mr. Tim.
I got to say on our coastline, I know Swanee, I've spent a lot of time there, but your crew went above and beyond. Y'all done an excellent job down there. Very little garbage was on the ground. You had the trucks covering that coastline. I'm sure Horseshoe and Jenny was the same way.
Yes.
But y'all done a good job, and we
Horseshoe
appreciate it.
Horseshoe
knocked it out. Yes. Do what?
Jenny looks good, too.
Yeah, it looks really good. But
yes, sir.
So thank you, people.
Yes, sir.
That's them two grumpy old men down there in Swanee.
Grumpy and grouchy.
Yeah.
Mr. Scott?
They rescheduling that thing up there for the boys to get certified. On the,
He's taking a test on the blank on Saturday, the 19th. When they go up there, I think there's nine of them that's got to go.
Ms. Angie?
I don't have anything unless y'all have something for me.
Thank you. Mr. Jenkins?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Got a request board approval to purchase the updated AWOL system from DBT Transportation Services at the Cross City Airport in $9,425 using LATCF grant funds.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
I got request board approval to execute the catastrophic inmate medical insurance fiscal year 2425 in the amount of $35,126.
Tell you about it.
Yeah.
Hang on. If you'll hang on till we get through, I'll tell you all about it.
All right. I'm just asking the question.
I'm not going to do no time.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Requesting board approval to execute the catastrophic inmate medical insurance fiscal year 2425
in the amount of $35,136. Mr. Wood done made the motion and the second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Sorry about that.
I apologize.
Request board approval to execute supplemental agreement number one for County Road 349 South from dead end in Suwannee to the beginning of the new pavement on County Road 349 in the amount of $546,878.51.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Next one is request board approval to execute task work order from Locklear to provide CEI County Road 349 dead end in Suwannee to the beginning of new pavement on County Road 349. He's going to do it for free.
I don't remember that part.
In the amount of $334,000.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Question. That's all covered under grant money, right?
Yes.
And here's your number.
Huh?
Listen, here's your number. Go ahead, John. $335,000 to $354,055.
I was just picking on John. Okay. Now, the next one is a request board approval to execute notice of award of County Road 349 from
the dead end of Swan,
the dead payment of County Road 349 to Anderson, Columbia, Incorporated. Amount of $7,422,429.29.
Motion.
Second. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor? Informational items. The notice to proceed has been issued to Anderson, Columbia, Incorporated for Northeast 82nd Avenue repaving project, which began October 14, 2024. They have 230 calendar days to complete the
Is
that the house here?
Yep.
Good deal.
Good deal.
Okay. And now that Darren's mentioned Fortune Park, we took money to do that. We need to figure out how we want to design that. And I would like to consider us purchasing some of those portable restrooms that we've got down there now. And use those. Of course, you and Sherman, we can be it for it. We can put them out there.
I think that's the best thing to do, honestly. We talked about those. It's a great idea.
Yeah, we can look at those and
we can do that.
Just you can shove them in there and back them up to each other, have bathrooms on one side, shower on one side, hook to the septic tanks there, put the water that's there, electricity side, whatever we have stored.
Just hook to them and go.
Yes, sir.
Look into it.
Yes, sir. And I had a request for locations of the sites for temporary debris for storage areas. One way to these has been staged at 6716 Southwest 358 Highway in Geneva. That's where we have this property by the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Horseshoe was being staged at the park. This is at Swanee Marine. That's where they offload the barges,
mm-hmm.
and put it in trucks and all.
Yeah.
So, think that's all I have, unless you all have something for me to cover this morning.
We've already got, I haven't seen anybody out picking
debris up in the water. We've already got
people. Yeah. I was down there Sunday, I believe. No. They were picking it up.
They got a lot to pick up. Well, they were starting down there. Me and Tom was out there watching.
Good
you know,
deal.
John, Jody mentioned this last time, was on there in that marsh. There's a lot of debris out there, and then the roadways going in. We need to make sure they go at least to our, to the end of the right-of-ways, especially going in the horseshoe. I know it looks awful and swanny the same way. It's not through them S-curves. It looks pretty bad. We need to make sure they go at least to the end of the roadway, right-of-way.
Yes, sir.
My mother, I wanted the door off the house. It took me 9 days to find it, about a mile and a half. I was walking on lumber 5 foot above the ground. Stacked. Out there, there's pines and there's marshes. Yes, sir.
I was down there the other day.
I only found a peach countertop for the house built in the 80s. Ain't nobody else got no peach countertops. I knew I was close. I got to look at it. I found the door.
I mean, I was down there, and it's completely dry. I mean, it's all, as far as you look, it's nothing but decks and freezers and refrigerators.
I'm not taking
the base down there
right now. Not the
foot off of it. But it's like pick and save out there. If you want a case, if you need thirsty, just look around. There'll be a case of water. If you need some bug spray, there'll be some up over there. You need some Dawn dish detergent to wash your hands, plenty of that. Oil for your truck.
Thank you, Mr. John.
For the people to use our own oil.
Yep. Ms. Chana?
Okay, John, I do have a few things. First thing, the sheriff approached me. We got a curfew on our coastal communities that we need to get a motion to lift.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll take care of that matter. He had adjusted the hours so it wasn't adversely affected, but that was usually lifted by the board. Gentlemen, I handed y'all copies of basically a spreadsheet, and this is not all the information on these individuals. I would be more than happy to provide those to y'all, but if you didn't need it, it wasn't bringing it out. There's one that's marked delivered and one marked pending. The parts that are grayed out, they're actually plate ones that have been tentatively denied by my review. So I'm more than willing to discuss with y'all any of those so that we can go over the reasons. I think they do not qualify based on what we were given to work with. They are some that are not blacked out. Those are still ones that are good by my review to receive. We just don't have one right now.
And that was the reason I interrupted. Was I had some questions. There's a couple over here. There's one.
Okay.
It says approved per David O'Shea.
Oh, it says
yeah, and what happened on
Mark
that?
And I was just some trying of them, to figure out how that worked.
Yeah, some of them on these, they were questions that I had because one of the things we have is that that has to be their primary home and residence. The one of Mark's, he had another home on paper in Georgia, but Mark had verified that he had recently sold that, and as happens with our property appraisers, sometimes there's a lag.
Yes.
And so he verified that. So I qualified him per Mark because my paperwork showed he had another home. Then David's was a similar situation. This guy had two side by side, but both of them had damages. And so we accommodated him. But so that the paperwork would accurately reflect. And also David will tell you, the guy's in pretty bad shape. But
what's his name, Miss Sarah? You know him personally.
This is Titwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have very much longer, does he?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years?
Yeah. So Brandon knows him, and he lives in Rocky Creek. But he was diagnosed with some kind of illness. I don't know the history, but he's been 5 years. Life expectancy. Very good gentleman. Yeah. Any of y'all can go meet him. Not one for a handout. It took training going and talking to him and saying, hey, you don't have
nowhere
to live. This is what is for
this. Exactly.
Gentlemen,
yes. So y'all know we have give out 34. I have 35 campers on the ground, had 35 campers on the ground. One is still there. It's simply because I have an individual who had some limitations, and I do have two I've not seen them. I've been told they're as close to handicap compliance as they get in travel trailers. And I know I've got one gentleman who is a paraplegic that I'm going to try to get in one of them if he will fit and will work for him. And then this other gentleman was another one that the family had told me that had to move him out because of his handicap. And so he was one I had identified for a trailer, and when they told me that, I reached out to him to see if he wanted to wait until these handicap trailers got here. So I still have one on the ground, which I've got people to give to, but that's the reason you have one still sitting there instead of none. These are the ones that we give out. There is an agreement that they have to sign, which technically takes all liability off of the county. Once they receive them, they are theirs. There is photographs with most of these. I do have photographs with all of them, but I left my daughter doing a couple last minute while I was doing something else. So she failed to put the picture with it, but if you want to see who the individual is, because if you're like me, sometimes I have a little bit of trouble. If you tell me Jamie's story, if I look at her, I go, oh, that Jamie, I'm good. So the picture with the gentleman or the lady or whoever the family is there with it. So if you want to see who that is, sometimes.
And there is another Jamie Jason story that lives in Dixie County. Yes, he's a little bit older than me, so that's kind of disturbing. But.
So she didn't call and tell me. I told her to call me.
She was very, very happy. I mean, just so the general public knows, these are nice campers. They are not brand new, but they are nice campers. Most everyone who has received one is extremely thankful and grateful.
I want everybody to know this is not just for the coastal community. This is anywhere in Dixie County. If you lost your primary residence, we can get you one of these campers within 2 or 3 days.
But we will go out and look because they thought it was in Mr. Woods. Mr. Woods had called me and said, Jamie, I'm out of town. Would you mind going and checking this address for me? He said, it should be on the line between mine and his. Well, when I got there, it was actually on my district. I called Machine. I says, I think I'm at the wrong place. She said, that's it. I said, well, I'm sending you some pictures. Pretty nice double wide sitting there. They re-roofed it and all that. I said, that looks livable to me. I said, yes, ma'am, it is. So,
and I have verified with all the commissioners in their districts. When it says per Mark, that don't mean Mark just looked at one. Mark has approved everyone in his district telling me that, yes, that house is unlivable. Yes. You know, David has done the same thing. I haven't had as many on the hill side of things, but they've checked them also. So they are being vetted. We're not giving them to everybody. And none of our families have got camper trailers. Yet. Mr. David does qualify in case anybody wants to know.
Yeah.
And he has refused to take one.
And I told him he needs to.
Yes.
Because it's a shame that I've been down there, I ain't walked through it, but I rode up in his yard, it's gone. So he deserves one just like anybody else. And so he's put everybody else first and has put himself on the sideline, and that's what I tried to explain last time. Just a good special man that does that. That's all I'm saying. But then again, I understand David, you know, his situation, and he says, Jamie, I'm blessed. So, you know, I can't argue with that. So.
Well, I also have 3 or 4 folks that will not take one that needs one, and I've been begging them to take them. And so I've sent John down there. I've sent Sarah and Brandon. I mean, it's just, it breaks your heart that they need help and they're too prideful to take it.
Yeah.
Say that again. Look in the mirror.
If my wife wants one, she can get one.
You done, Miss Chana?
I actually am. if anyone has any questions. We did have a citizen think we were not taking care of the elderly and the disabled. And for the record, the majority of the ones that put in
are
my age, and I'm beginning to think I'm elderly. yeah, I'm catching up. I used not to, but I'm getting it. Many more hurricanes, I'll probably pass y'all. You know, most of them are pretty much in that aging group anyway. We do have some younger families that have been accommodated too, but we are looking for them to say handicapped trailers are not easy, and a lot of the ones that are severely disabled, I don't know if we're going to be able to accommodate. I'm going to try when I get these in and see how big or what they've got as far as working with them. But we are trying. The board's been super about that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Hopefully we can accommodate that one because he's living on his brother's porch.
I'm going to do everything I can. Like I say, I wait until the trailer gets here to see. They tell me they have wider doors and wider walkways. So I'm hoping that will work. I know he's totally wheelchair dependent, so I'm going to be dependent on whether their wider is wide enough for the wheelchair. I have got one tag for him if it will at all work.
I got Chase on. We can modify it.
We may have to. And then, of course, we'll probably end up having to have a ramp. They come with stairs, not ramps. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I think Mr. Mark's got a question.
No, I got a statement more than a question. John, myself, and David, I know I've seen, and Chana has been at the airport. Giving out these campers, and campers don't have a real good name in our county, but I'm going to tell you something. And I was going to say this in my other, and I'll touch on it a little bit there, but these campers is a home to a lot of folks right now, and they're going to be a problem later down the road. I know they are. We all know that. But today, it's a fix. And I don't care what happens to you in life, you always go home. You can literally always go home, no matter what kind of bad news you get. You can go home. These people, a lot of them, I still got people right now today that is sleeping in a tent, that are sleeping at our county roll-off site because they don't qualify for this program. And China's working hard to try to cover some renters. They pay rent, and but yet they still don't qualify for this, even though they're a registered voter in Dixie County.
Been here
their
whole life.
They got utility bills paid in this county, and they've been here their whole life. I've got a couple that tried to get their stuff in order. You know, I'm dying. Sooner or later, everybody's going to, but he signed his property over to his daughter. He don't qualify. No homestead. So I thank Ms. Chana so much, and John and David, and for going out there. When these people come up to you, I'm not a very emotional person. I've said it before up here. But whenever someone comes up to you and you gave them a camper of what, you know, because I know the theory of campers, but by George, they break down and cry. I mean, literally break down and cry.
You want to cry with them.
You do cry with them. Yeah. You do. Yes. And I promise you have too. So I know future, what's going to happen. We all do. But today, we've got to help these people have at least a bed to sleep in. I know a lady, she's got one now. She's sleeping in a 1985 Oldsmobile station wagon. Her refrigerator was an igloo cooler, and you all know how long igloo coolers hold ice. She, luckily, through EOC, we had a comfort station put in. She was able to take a shower there, wash what little clothes she had left, and use the bathroom there. So I just thank Chana for all her hard work. We've got 34 of this place home members right now that she's helped, and she's worked above and beyond. We hook campers up Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
I promise you,
on Saturday and five on Sunday.
If we have campers for this Sunday, We're going to be out there giving them out. We don't want them sitting out there.
Yeah.
We want them going to these homes. So I still want to work on something other for renters. I got probably 8 or 10 of them, probably about 8 or 9 of them. We've got private citizens that's donated campers to them also.
Yes.
And it, the people, this county, if you fall on your face, you better fall in Dixie County. And they'll help you get up, but they're going to trip your ass too now. I promise you they'll trip you. I said all that to tell Shana thank you, because people don't realize how much work she's put into this program. Darren and them's office said they could not handle it. Right, Matt? Is that what I said?
She stepped up
to the plate, and she's got some new Tallahassee friends. So thank you, Shana, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure the board feels the same way.
It's been very touching, I tell you. Like you say, they people at their worst, you know, when you lose your home. Haven't lost it flood. I've lost it before through fire, and
yep.
I know how devastated I was to not have stuff that you used to call you on. So they have been very appreciative. Like I say, I was so thankful that these are actually nice, decent trailers, y'all. I mean, they are nice-looking trailers. You know, any one of us would be proud to hook to it and drag it down the road and use it, because I wasn't sure what we were going to get, because they're not brand new. So I wasn't sure. You know, you go, okay, what are we going to have? You know, we're going to have one like Jody stopped one time. I just mentioned you about the trailer in such good shape, that when you stop. But they are actually very nice trailers, and most of them sleep 6. We have had some that only sleep 4, but most of them will sleep at least 6.
She says. About like the trailer that you stopped.
It takes something like this to put something out of perspective, and I've said it in these meetings. You know, we're on the derelict campers or the squatters or whatever you call them, and we're trying to kick them off these places, but they have a roof over their head. They're living there. That's their home. That's all they got. Where the hell are they going to go when we run them off? So you got to take that into consideration on some of these derelict campers. It looks bad or whatever. Where are they going to go when we run them off? And I've said that in these meetings. It takes something like this to kind of put it all in perspective, because you don't really think about it to that aspect until you get into a situation like we are right now.
Yeah.
If that's all you got, that's all you got.
Yeah. Is that it
anyway?
Is that it, Ms. Chaina? Thank you, Ms. Chaina. Ms. Hickenbottom?
I think we can go back and approve the vouchers.
Yep. Need approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. And I don't have anything else other than I want to thank all of y'all. I know y'all are working day and night, and it doesn't go unnoticed. It's very appreciated. And like you said, when you get down there and you see that what these people are going through, it is heartbreaking. So I have to thank all of y'all.
Yep. Is that it?
Brenda, you have anything?
Brenda, yeah. Okay. Commissioner items, Mr. Woods.
I just want to tell Miss Mary to come up here and get one of these applications so we can get the ball rolling.
Yes.
On that.
Come and
get it. So if you're going to get the ball rolling on that handicap camper, as soon as it gets it filled out, if you'll call me, I'll come get it.
Okay. Right. I'll let them know.
Thank you.
That's all. That's it?
I'm good.
Mr. Hatch?
I know you just seen the commissioner hand out paper copies. We do have paper copies available. There's also on the EOC website, there is a link that will take them to the application. I posted a QR on my Facebook law page so they can go through that and get into an application. So if someone asks you, how do I get an application, they don't necessarily have to have the paper version. There's access to it through either of those. I know some people do Facebook more, some people do website more, some people do paper. So we've got y'all covered. Just out there. If you can't get it, let me know and we'll get you the stuff. I'm sorry.
And I want to tell Miss Mary thank you for all the help in my district. I appreciate you.
Mr. Mark?
I'll just kind of wrap up kind of what I was talking about with the coastline. Just keep them in your prayers. I know, Swanee, I flew Horseshoe and Gina and Rocky Creek. It's just took a beating and a battering. And we're going to do a lot of prayer, a lot of hard work. We're going to come back strong on our coastline, ain't a doubt in my mind. We got to get some sort of stability back there, and I'm seeing it. I really am. I'm seeing it with water and sewer. We're getting some stability. Power's come back on relatively quick. I was very impressed with power on 55A. When I was out at 2 o'clock in the morning cutting trees, I had to do 55A just before people wouldn't run into them. And I said, I'm going to be out of power for weeks. For literally about 5 days, they had to
send
me digital. This power company has really stepped up and done good throughout our county. And there's just so many people. I mean, I know Barbie loaded me up with some stuff. Our DOC one day, and hell, I didn't even make it all the way to Swanee. And I looked by her and I had a tire plug kit, and we passed the tire side of the road because of her generosity.
Tell me about that. Well,
I got to say, with Eddie George, you better thank God for that man.
Yeah.
He has 600 boots on the ground. She had people coming from the west.
Yeah.
I've been gone there for a year, and this is the biggest power outage in the history of Ford Electric. We have like 36 active, 36,000 active meters, 34,000 of them. Only 2,000 people were unaffected with it. They had a total rebuild down the bottom of Horseshoe Beach before they could bring the lines up. They were isolating lines down the line. I've got a place that's 15 miles foot in the air. I lost it. It took it down. It took the wave action, took it down. The roof was there. The structure was still there. Jody lost his place. Been there 54 years. Nobody in my lifetime has ever seen a storm. And Keaton Beach and Equal Beach white guy, it's even the same for population, as worse than we are.
Burned all of that fish house has been there forever. Gone.
It's gone. It was one thing. We lost a home. Believe it or not, I can't believe it. I still had fiber. We've run on a generator for 4.5 days. We never lost that. But the back road on Cedar Lane on this other piece of property was flat cord down. They had broken poles all the way down. They pitched it up. These guys were phenomenal. Thank God, because he's got a good connection in there. Duke Energy did a wonderful job. We had one of our lady friends that was on Duke Energy side of the school stayed with us. She lost her husband when we came up. But if anything comes up or anything I need to know to take back, we were looking actually for 3 weeks out, and they had everything on it for like 7 days.
Yeah. You know, one thing that amazed me down there, Mr. Ed Butler's old house behind the restaurant, still there. It looks like a shack. I'll be put together with just old rotten. I mean, it, everything blew away, and that thing's still sitting there. Rocket chair's still on the front porch.
Anyway, You hit the nail on the head. Jenny George, Mr. Jim Beecham, Billy Wilson, who normally comes to our meetings. Just a phenomenal bunch of people. Then we got Michael Morris, helped out in the 20 water and sewer. There's so many just volunteers. I truly hate calling one name because I'm so scared of missing somebody. But as I said, we'll come back. We'll come back.
They're running them trucks, man. They get it. The biggest scare is, I mean, the county gets hit again and again and again. A lot of these folks are going to sell or move on. I mean, we blew up 3 times this year.
Dump that stuff. They had no place. I mean, they fill that dump up in a day. And
But the challenge is going to be ahead because the county's already financially strapped and we just lost our main tax base. Of course, you, Waddy, all the coastal communities were the money that really flowed into the county to keep the county running. Ain't going to be coming, guys.
Yeah. Mr. Mark, are you done?
We're going to be in bad shape here shortly.
Yeah. Mr. Mark.
So with all that, I'll wrap up that with keep our whole coastline in your prayers, your thoughts and prayers. Definitely going to need a lot of that. Now, a little bit of normal stuff. We got Glendale's Park cleaned up today. Had a crew of inmates out there with the road department. Hutch, he took some out there. And we're going to have trick-or-trunk. We're going to get some candy out Saturday week. I don't know what the date is. We'll look at it real quick. The 26th for trick-or-trunk. And they've had some people back out because of losing everything. But so if you want to come out and get some candy out, open your trunk up, put some skeletons in there that you buy from the store, not your husband or your wife, and just have a good time. That's what it's all about. Glendale's Park in Suwanee. Whenever you're coming into Suwanee, there by the library, right behind the library. So if y'all have nothing to do, buy you a sack or two of candy and come down there and put some cobwebs on your car and give out some candy to some kids. And we also have a football game that's supposed to be played tomorrow night, but it's played tonight. I know Mr. Wood is biting at the bits to go because his son's playing. So we leave here, y'all go watch the football game. That's all I got.
Mr. Osteen?
Yes. We have been working day and night, sleeping about 2 hours a day, trying to help everybody deliver stuff. If they couldn't come to the place to get it picked up, we took it to myself, so we're going to be some relatives from Cleveland County. Cleveland County, I've had everybody helping out. It's been very challenging. And seeing those people's faces when they can't come to receive the stuff, and you take it to them. We've hauled stuff up well. We've unloaded trucks. It's been never ending. Since about 2 days before the storm, I've been going day and night. And I'm still going to keep going. We have stuff that people were through utilizing where we're at. We've been taking it and meeting trucks to be sending it to North Carolina. We've done everything and down south. So if I've missed anybody, please call me or come see me. If I've missed anybody with those trailers, which I don't know if I have or not, but if I have, come see me and let's try to help these folks. And just call me and let me know what you need and I'll keep on trucking. I thank everybody for helping me. I know I've heard some of these county employees great and I appreciate everything that everybody has done for these citizens. That's all I
have.
I ain't got nothing to just keep everybody in your prayers and you see somebody, just try to convince them to rebuild, to
move forward. It's sad that the county has never seen devastation like this, that I know of, ever. Never had this many storms to the road. You know, it's devastating all the way around. And the horseshoe just got back up on his feet. It hadn't been open a week. It's all gone again. I don't know if that man can rebuild. I mean, he's probably out of gas. He's done. So I don't know what we're going to do down there. I mean, and like I said, we all going to have to tighten our belt because our main tax revenue just left us, guys. Keep that in mind. That's all I got.
It'll take a while before you come back.
Yeah. Well, we've had a good meeting, good-looking crowd. Smiling crowd. One thing about it, I got the answer to all our problems. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Keep on praying. He's got everybody right there. He already knew we was going to go through this. He ain't taking us over the storm. He ain't taking us under the storm. He's taking us right through the middle of it. It's only going to make us stronger. Thank you. and better when we get to the other side. So y'all remember that. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. And that's it. And Mr. David, you got another one of them applications?
Damn it.
I sure do.
Fill it out for you.
I'm going to put Sherry's name on it.
Hey, I didn't qualify, but if I did, I'd get one.
Actually, I got one.
You got one for Sherry? Okay, there you go. Put Sherry's name on it.
He's got to hold it, right? Well, I'll just hold it there for him.
That's exactly right.
I'll hold a few.
Yep. All right, now it's y'all's turn. Public comments. Miss Mary Goodrich, you here? You always got something to say.
No, I don't.
But Miss Mary, thank you for helping us with that individual because you live right down the road, and I went past there, but I didn't notice it. So thank you for that.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yep. I got one other bit of not good news for everybody.
The
water tables is as high as they've ever been. The trees are fixing to start growing because we're going into the winter.
That water table's going to sit there, guys. If we get a bunch of rain,
all of y'all that was in the low areas that got flooded, you're sitting on that threshold right now. And just keep that in mind.
I don't know if it has or hasn't. I ain't had time to check.
But, it's,
ain't going down fast.
No. It's not going to go down when the trees quit drawing. It's not going to go. It's just going to sit. Like, what is that?
I'm sorry to come back up. I wanted to clarify something when I was talking about the videos that we are doing for the accommodations. These are just for accommodations that have at least 8 or more beds. You know, we're not doing them for the Airbnbs and such that I was talking about. So I just want to make sure that someone doesn't go and say, hey, they're going to give you a free video for your Airbnb.
Yeah.
But also, we did make national news for Swanee.
We did.
The picture of the alligator on the bed in the canal got picked up, and that's on national. So we do have a gator waterbed in one of the
towns. Anybody else?
Yeah, it's never good when you see your house on the weather channel.
Nope.
Has
the business side, or are you on the side as far as reviewing the application?
That's what we are working on. What, next?
We need to set a date.
Well, let's set a date.
Well, Daniel, what
you
got?
Oh, I thought you said.
Oh, I'm good.
But, you know, make it work.
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
Because I know the first part of your week is right.
Wednesday, Thursday. It don't matter, man. It don't
stop. What about y'all?
I'm good.
Next Thursday, 8 o'clock?
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Miss Chana?
The doors don't open until 8:30.
8:30 now.
Okay.
Are you good? Next Thursday,
24th.
At 8:30?
I will
stop
tomorrow.
9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
And you going to call all of them, tell them all to be here?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, no, they're going to do interviews.
Do interviews. Y'all can come. If you want to come, come out here and see it. But there ain't going to be no questions,
no
hands, no nothing. Y'all can sit there quiet and listen. That's it. That's why the deputy's outside. All right, now, hang on. We need that to make the motion. Mm-hmm. You don't need to? Okay, good. All right, Ms. Karen.
I just wanted to ask about North Florida Professional Services, Greg Bailey. Did they get that, those Restore Act, items that we voted on? Did they make that cut off? Do we know? Did they get that submitted to the...
Did not ask him today when I talked to him, when he called, or Kellen called and said they weren't going to be here, but I can find out.
Okay.
Right now.
That's for the BP money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel certain they did. So.
Yeah.
Sure they did.
They're not easy to drop on the ball.
Yeah, right. So I just wanted to ask.
And that was a big deal.
So. Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah. So thank you.
Anybody else?
You guys are doing a heck of a job.
Yes.
Yeah.
We know
you're short-handed.
Yeah.
And we're trying.
Yeah. Doing a great job.
And then they just got started out there in our area picking that stuff up, and I know exactly what you talked about, a little bit here, a little bit there, but they'll get it cleaned up.
Okay, I got a question. If somebody wants to know about the sanctuary that rescued all the animals, I'm sure you guys know which ones I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Where they can give a donation for that.
Call the sheriff's office because
yeah.
He's over animal control. I mean, and I'm not passing the buck, but that's his wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Got a motion. Mr. Stevenson, second. Okay. Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Tomorrow.